anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us this hour is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
To answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's definitely no better way to bond with your cats than with a treat. And I'll tell you, my cat Shadow, Winter... Summer, they love Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. You got to get it. It's a creamy paste that the cats will go crazy for. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can find it at walmart.com. And you can also find it in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, Life Boost Coffee, clean non-GMO, specialty bean coffee. Now's your time to buy coffee, let me tell you. And you want to get Life Boost Coffee. Get it at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. They put up a site for us, and they're giving you 58% off your first order. So order a lot. It's premium coffee. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. The promo code PETS in the promo box gets you 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And now is the time to book. If you want to go on this Colette Tour vacation to Costa Rica, you got to call Colette Tours, 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1299-885. If you want to hang out with me in the tropical rainforest, then come along October 6th through the 14th. You can also find information on my website, talkinpets.com.
I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof,
woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. Woof, woof. I'm a walking treat on 4 feet, the finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat. Now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog. I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king. Yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred kibble fed chilling in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
Woof.
I'm a doggy dog, dog.
Woof, woof.
My house, it's small but homey, homey. I got my bones, so I'm never lonely. My air freshener smells like pepperoni, so the poodles and the puppies, they all want to know me. Walking to the park always goes well. There's a lot of important things I gotta smell. I gotta chase some squirrels up trees and... Oh, hold on, I gotta scratch some fleas.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house here to answer your behavior questions and your training questions. I'd like to say about your dogs and cats and animals and so on and so forth, but there are also behavior and training questions about you, the doggy mom and dad in that household there. So this is JasmineTheDogTrainer.com. You can find her as well. But right now she's here with us. On
it's
Talking
a pleasure
Pets.
To be here.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
And did you figure out the rug over there?
Yeah. Dude, no. This
she was struggling in the beginning before we got on mic.
I was rolling the chair.
It had
chair.
To be perfect.
No, it was bunching up. Devin saw it. Okay. If the rug was bunching up and, like, it was a tripping hazard.
Oh, okay.
She was worried about the cats.
Okay.
Or her.
The cats are going to trip. So, by the way.
Well, if Devin gets up to, like, go get a drink. And face plants.
By the way, if you can watch us on Facebook Live and see her struggle with her chair.
Or watch me face plant.
At Talkin' Pets Radio. So you can watch and listen live there. You know, and then also you can go to talkingpets.com and click on Listen Live, or you can go to Alexa and say CRN4 Tune In, and that'll bring the show right up there on Alexa. Or, of course, other outlets like Spotify and so on and so forth, you can find us as well. You are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were... So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to actually look these five movies up. Now, I like to say he's a friend of mine, only because I worked out with him at the gym for a month, but we really are not friends, but it was kind of cool working with him for a month, Jason Statham.
If he wants to be friends, you'd be his friend.
Oh, hands down. Although I have to say, he's a really nice guy. If you're listening, Jason, you know, give us a call. But... he stars in A Working Man. That was number one movie with 21 million over the week, last week. It's a really good movie. I mean, if you want to watch a lot of action and fighting and stuff like that going on, then you want to watch A Working Man. Typical Jason Statham. And he's, like I said, he's a nice guy. Snow White, 71 million in 2 weeks. It has picked up a bit. The opening wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. But it definitely has picked up, and, you know, it's worth seeing. There's a couple of things that I would say are a little off, but other than that, go see it. It's a fun movie. Episode number 5.1 of The Chosen. I have no idea what that is, but apparently it opened up at number 3 with 8 million. Number 4, Woman in the Yard. That's a spooky movie. I love spooky movies. That opened up at 12 million. And Death of a Unicorn looks pretty good, too. Another spooky movie. At 5.8 million in its opening week. Not real big takes, but, you know, horror films, for some reason, don't usually bring in big numbers. But, they are...
People are scared. Like, I don't want to go watch those.
I do.
I know.
I love horror films.
You've dragged me to a few of them. I'm just horrified.
Oh, you want to see a horror... I mean, you had to see... Okay, you can kill that. Thank you so much, Devin. one of the big horrors was I went out and fed my chickens this afternoon before the show. You know, I go grab the eggs and everything else, and I went to go feed them. So as soon as I opened up the gate of their coop, their hutch, they all come piling out because they want to run around the yard and everything like that. And I let them run around while I'm out there. But I've got an eagle in the territory and a couple hawks and other things. So I let them run out. And then all of a sudden, as I'm getting ready to give them some water, like more water and so I put ice cubes in their water every day. They love to eat the ice cubes. They just take them right down.
Oh.
Like, kind of odd, but I guess it cools their crop somehow. But so anyway, they love ice cubes. Very strange. But not big. They have to be small enough to get in that beak. But so anyway, I'm feeding them, and all of a sudden I see Rue, my one chicken, go real fast over towards the side by my pool. And I'm like, what is she going after?
No.
She grabbed a lizard. And here she is running around the yard with a lizard hanging out of her mouth.
Wait, did they eat
and
lizards?
I felt bad. I wanted to grab her and get it out of her mouth. And I tried to grab her. She was like a football player. And then, as soon as the other other chickens knew that she had this lizard, it was a game on. All these chickens were chasing her in a row. They were all after her, trying to grab this poor... It was like Jurassic Park when the T-Rex ripped that guy in half.
Yeah, well,
that's what happened with this lizard.
Will they eat lizards?
Yeah, apparently. Well, they eat cockroaches and bugs and stuff.
I told you, you need a chicken cam. You need a chicken cam. Because that would have been a viral video.
Oh, I know. I would have...
You would have made $1 million.
Now she tells me.
I keep telling you, you need a chicken cam.
I didn't expect it, though. I've never seen them eat a lizard. But, I mean, it was really a game on with that. And, you know, it really was like that Jurassic Park movie when the guy got ripped in half. I mean, it was the same thing with this. I felt so bad for the lizard. I tried to get it out of her mouth at one point, but...
I thought you were going to say snake.
No, she got the lizard. I felt so horrible. You know, my cat.
Is Rue one of the older ones?
No, Rue's one of the younger ones.
Oh, okay. She was one of the babies that...
Oh, she's the one that's a pain. Whenever I bring the food out because I give them blueberries and stuff like that, she will jump literally jump straight up in the air and try to grab them off the plate that I have.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait, your turn.
She's spunky.
Oh, she's aggressive.
Oh.
Big time. And then you got my little bantam chicken that's about the size of a little bigger than a pigeon, and she just runs around the entire cage screaming and doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah.
She's a drama queen.
She is a drama queen. No doubt about that one. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. We're open to your training questions and behavior questions, and we will have a Name That Animal Sound coming up. And if you can name it, you can win some prizes.
Ooh,
but
fun.
Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
LeSean Eugene Johnson, a former NFL running back, has been charged in a large-scale dogfighting operation in Oklahoma. According to March 25 news release from the U.S. Department of Justice, 190 pit bull-type dogs were seized from Johnson. Johnson, who played six NFL seasons, twice turned to dogfighting. He pleaded guilty in 2004 for crazy side kennel charges, resulting in a five-year deferred sentence. Dogs bred by LeSean Johnson were destined for violent fights, suffering injuries, or dying. They were thrown into pits to tear each other apart, cheered on by spectators. Johnson's first court appearance was last week. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for each count. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
Definitely over for that player, apparently.
LeSean Johnson.
LeSean Johnson. Why is that name familiar? What team was he with?
I have to look it up. It said he played back in like 90, all the way up to 2001, so he's in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now. Hold on.
Well, it's sad because, you know, he's not the only. Michael Vick was another football player that was training dogs to fight and ended up, I think he got off, I believe.
So,
but, penalties.
LeSean Johnson started in 1994, and his professional career ended in 2001. Played for the Green Bay Packers, Arizona Cardinals, New York Giants, and the Chicago Enforcers.
So I don't know. I guess he was looking to make money, and one way of doing it was through dog fighting. Apparently, for the second time, he got.
Yeah, I think there should be a stiffer penalty than what he's getting, for sure.
Well, usually there is, and in this day and age, there is. I mean, now you can get jail time and a stiff penalty in terms of money.
Unfortunately, some people, like, you know, they just, that's not a good enough deterrent.
Yeah, he pled guilty last time, so he got a deferred sentence. It just
don't make I feel like sense. We should just have, like, the punishment is that you get attacked by aggressive dogs. I'm going to put you in a room with five dogs.
Well, that's being aggressive. I mean...
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to... Oh, what? Oh, if you're going to be somebody that abuses animals, I feel like your punishments should be animals abusing you.
So it's kind of like your penalty is actually stiffer... Or similar to the penalty, or what to what crime you committed. I think you'd probably have a lot less crime. I don't think anybody would want to be ripped apart by a dog.
Exactly.
And I didn't specify what kind of dog, but there are a certain breed of dog, as we all know, pit bulls. For some reason, seem to be the ones that these people
because
like to use.
Because they're cheap and easy to obtain.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of them end up
at the shelters.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And a lot of them do, which is sad because pit bulls are actually really good dogs. But, you know, they've got a bad history. I've been around pit bulls that I'm not going to sit here and lie that I've been nervous.
Yeah.
But then I've been around pit bulls that I've been okay with, but also a little nervous. My poor cat.
She's going to fall.
I think she had a bad dream.
Yeah. No, her windowsill thing sticker came off. So she dropped a little bit. She's looking at it like, what the heck was that? But my cat's in my window here in the studio. She likes she usually lays in the chair that Jasmine's in if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
And she's always ready to fight me when I get here.
And she is, but now she's got it. Oh, there she goes. She's like,
She's leaving.
I'll fix it on the break.
Oh, no.
She's over it. She's like, I'm done. But
she is.
So, but the thing is, Jasmine, can you take a dog that has been known for bull baiting, fighting other dogs, and then try to train it into being a household dog? And especially around children?
People have worked. Well, just because a dog is, you know, trained to be aggressive toward other dogs doesn't mean that they would be aggressive toward children. However, you always have to err on the side of caution when you are bringing an aggressive dog around small children, because are the children crawling across the floor? Are we watching and making sure the kids aren't running up on a dog when they're chewing on a bone or something like that? These dogs have been traumatized. That's a traumatic experience for them. So unfortunately, sometimes they cannot be rehomed. But in the case that they can be rehomed, you have to make sure that you are managing them properly.
So I've also heard where, you know, some of these dogs have been bred to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a female dog and then she has puppies that kind of inbred in that breed, do you find that to be true as a trainer, that if the mother acted that way, that there's a good chance that the father would?
There's a such thing as hereditary aggression. So that's hereditary, though. So it's like just in their genetics. If a dog has hereditary aggression, it usually shows up around 2 years old. And the dogs that are good at that activity likely have hereditary aggression. So that's the case with that, I believe.
And you said around the age of two is when it would normally show?
Yeah. The age of maturity, when they are not in their adolescent phase anymore. But sometimes it shows up earlier.
So would you say steer away from, if there's been a dog that has been known for fighting or was used for bull baiting or whatever, what about a dog even that was used, because they use like submissive dogs, and it doesn't have to be a pit bull, be any kind of dog that they use in these trainings to have this other dog, more aggressive dog, beat up on. I hate to say it.
Those dogs are usually more fearful and can have like fear aggression issues because of their traumatic experiences.
I just think that if you're an individual, maybe, your chances of working with a dog that has been used for fighting would be better on an individual basis than putting it into a family basis where there's kids.
Right.
Because the dog may look at a child. You know how children are. They could be aggressive themselves.
Right.
And they may mean like, hey, I'm just going to pull his ear or pull his tail or whatever.
You should make sure your kids aren't doing that to any dog, because any dog can, you know, retaliate if a kid is mistreating them, mishandling them.
Right. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. If you've got a comment, a question, a story, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401.
Your sense, love, perfect cure. In your petals, I find peace. A place where worry sits. Jasmine like a breeze.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Out of Walker County, Georgia, a Georgia couple is facing animal cruelty charges for trying to euthanize their severely neglected dog, Roxy. According to a news release, 44-year-old Anthony Griggs and 42-year-old Crystal Spring Branch are each facing a felony charge of aggravated animal cruelty for their treatment of Roxy, who was brought to the Animal Medical Center of Fort Oglethorpe to be euthanized earlier this month. The couple brought Roxy to the veterinary center and asked staff to put her down. But the veterinary team noticed that Roxy was so malnourished that she was unable to walk. She showed other signs of neglect, including overgrown nails and open sores on her body. The veterinary clinic reached out to Walker County Animal Control with their concerns, and officers were dispatched to investigate further, according to the news release. Animal Control Manager Tyler Bishop says Griggs and Branch told him the dog wouldn't eat, started losing weight about 5 months ago, and that she had not been seen by a veterinarian prior to being taken to be euthanized. Another animal inside the couple's home did not display any signs of neglect. The couple was transported to jail for booking. A felony aggravated cruelty to an animal conviction carries with it a punishment of 1 to 5 years in prison, a fine up to $15,000, or a combination of both. The Animal Medical Center is currently trying to raise funds to find a rescue for the dog named Roxy, who will require around-the-clock care. Those interested in donating should contact Bobby Geese at 706-861-0873. To help in animal situations like this, visit animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, adult dogs and young puppies were rescued from a parked car in Oklahoma City last month. According to the authorities, the 11 dogs and puppies were on the verge of a heat stroke after being left in the car for nearly 8 hours without food or water. According to News 9, the car's interior temperature had climbed to 100 degrees and the car windows were completely closed. The interior of the car was covered in feces, trash, and old clothing, and the dogs had injuries consistent with dog fighting. The dog owners had previously been warned about the dog's condition, but those warnings were ignored. The dogs had been living in the vehicle since December. After being removed last month, the dogs and puppies were taken to an area animal shelter for care. The owners of the dogs are facing felony animal cruelty charges. Whew. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you've got a training question or a behavior question about your pet. 818-818-6401. Are you crying?
No, my eyelash is jabbing me in the corner of my eye.
Interesting.
Both of you, like, zoomed in.
Well, I have long eyelashes, too, so I get it.
Well, I put mine on.
You've got a real, so. Devin, you got very long eyelashes.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so purdy.
Now he's blushing.
He is. All right. So well, anyway.
Just go ahead and bat your eyelashes.
If you have a training question or a behavior question, pick up the phone and give us a call. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in-house and here to answer your calls. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. The lines are open, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and let's talk about your pets. But
yes.
It's time for...
Let the games begin!
So if you can name this animal sound and you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, because if you answer it correctly... Then what you will get is your choice of a prize. You can go with Life Boost Coffee, and we have a couple of different blends here that you can choose from. You can go with also Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, treats for your cats. You can also go with Good Pets Foods, and they've got the Daily Probiotic, the multivitamin, and the Hip and Joint. And we've also got a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We've got a dog bracelet. A little more on the kid's side, but adults can wear it. We also have dog books, cat books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, the new dog book that they have out. I have Little Sockies for your cat or for a small dog in green. I've got a small dog harness. You could go with that as well. Or if you want, I've got it's called basically a snout about. And it's a strap that goes around your dog's snout. Basically, it's reflective and protective. So you
wait, what's it for? Walking?
Yes, for your dog. So you could go with that if you can name what creature makes this sound. 818-818-6401.
It's a tarantula.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
creature? So. No, it's actually a T-Rex. No. Can you imagine something as big as a T-Rex with a little peep like this? So 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you know what creature makes that sound, and we will send you out a gift of your choice. But you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
So pick the phone up. We want to talk about your pets. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So, Jasmine, have you ever had, have you ever worked with a dog that you know 100% came from, like, a puppy mill? And so people know what a puppy mill is.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain it?
A puppy mill is, it's very unclean, terrible environment. So basically, someone that's breeding masses of dogs within very tight spaces. Puppy mills, they have the dogs in cages, stacked upon cages. The dogs on the top of the cages that are going to the bathroom, it's trickling down over everybody else. They're often malnourished, sick. They never see a veterinarian. Inbred, overbred, and nobody cares about these animals.
And the sad part is that these dogs are bred exactly the way Jasmine's saying, but then when they're ready to go, they are all cleaned up and, you know, their hair is blow-dried, they look really pretty, and then they're put into some pet stores for you to basically buy. And you're not adopting it, you're buying it. And a lot of these dogs are so-called purebreds, and they'll sell for the thousands if you want to get one. But then they're going to have those behavioral issues or those medical issues.
So what, you know what kills me with the whole puppy mill thing? So most of the time, if you purchase, not most of the time, like 99% of the time, if you purchase a dog from a store, it came from a puppy mill. Okay? That's the sad truth about it. These dogs that they tell you are a purebred whatever, or a designer dog. You know, I had a client that bought a schnoodle, supposed to be a schnauzer poodle mix, and I show up to their house and I'm like, that's not a schnoodle.
What was it? A schnoddle?
No, a schnoddle. It was a schnitzel. No. Okay, no, so she was like, do you think I should do a DNA just to see, like, what it is? Yeah, sure. I mean, you're not going to get rid of him, right? Like, if so she's like, no, I just want to know what he is. And I said, well, it helps me as a trainer just understanding certain behaviors and certain things that
characteristic of a breed.
So turns out this dog, he did have poodle in him, he did have schnauzer in him, but he also had beagle, chihuahua, Pomeranian. He was all mixed. And like these people that buy these dogs, it's not cheap. I know somebody that bought a Dalmatian from a pet store, and it was $8,000.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what people pay for
$8,000. And you don't, like...
And it's not like car lemon or whatever, you know, lemon car where you can, you know...
A lemon law for... In Florida, there's a lemon law for dogs. Yes.
And that's sad.
Yeah, because of all the puppy mills.
Right.
So,
It's hard, though. Once you adopt an animal, and if you're that... I'll say naive, to buy it from a pet store. I could have used a different word. But
some people just really don't know. They are not aware
You're right. That's true.
So I educate people.
Because they weren't listening to Talking Pets. That's why. Because we talk about all the time.
I know. But, like, you know, you get a dog from the puppy store and they're like, oh, yeah, my dog is a purebred. Look, I have his papers. Those papers don't mean anything. You can fudge those papers. You can lie to the AKC. They're not coming and physically checking to make sure that the mom and dad are who the breeder said they are, you know?
Well, I want to talk more on that, actually, but we do have a guess. So 818-818-6401 on what this is. Dawn in Florida. Where are you at in Florida, Dawn?
Oh, I'm in Largo, Florida.
You're a neighbor.
Yes.
So you must be listening. WBGS carries us in this hour here in Tampa Bay. So what animal do you think that is? What creature do you think it is?
I think it's a hummingbird.
A hummingbird. So we're going out to a break, and you were wrong, but I'll give you another shot at it, because we'll see if you know what it is. So take another shot. I'm going to give you a strike three on this. So take another guess. What do you think, Dawn? It's not a hummingbird. Listen to it closely. Maybe not.
a sparrow?
Well... sparrow.
You know, someday I gotta learn ventriloquism. You'd make a great dummy.
I'm gonna give you a really big hint, Dawn.
I don't know. I was thinking one of those. I mean,
this is what it sounds like as an adult.
That's a really good hint.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Just Johnny, Johnny, da-da-da-da.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hey friends, it's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
So we're going back to Dawn. Sorry, Dawn, we had a quick cut right there. So we're going back to Dawn. She's in Largo, Florida. And we had, I'm giving you the strike three, and I'm giving you this one over again. I played what the mama sounds like of that creature, but I did find find the baby version.
I think you already gave it away.
I probably did.
Yeah.
But I want her to win. Dawn, you got to be right on this guess.
And then you had another bird sound, though.
No, this is the same one. The other one was the mother. What the adult sounds like was the other one. But this is the baby version. Come on, you got to get that one, Dawn.
But that was a baby version. So
that's a baby version. I have some in my yard. And I've talked about them on the show. There's a big hint.
Do you know what birds we talked about on the show?
Oh, nice.
That is true. That's very true.
I think they should just get a prize for that one right there.
Let's say, I'll give you a hint. Think Easter time and the Easter bunny. Oh, that's probably going to throw
Okay. Easter.
Kids look for these out in the yard.
There's marshmallows that are disgusting.
They're actually delicious.
No, they're not.
Is it a duckling?
A duckling. A duckling.
No, dummy.
That's me. That one is a mean sound,
wow,
John.
Sorry, that is wrong.
Just so you know, those sounds are like automated. It's random, and
everybody knows it's out of fun.
Well, not everybody.
John just likes to bully people.
Oh.
So, Dawn, you can always try on another one, but right now I'm going to open it up because we have about 5 minutes. So if somebody else wants to call, maybe your husband, and call 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You could take a guess. I think it's pretty easy. We gave a lot of hints on what this is. If somebody doesn't get it. Oh, we got Leba out in Connecticut on WGCH. Hi, darling.
Leba
knows.
Hi, darling. Hey, Leba.
Leba, I know you know what that is.
A chicken. A little chicken.
Good job.
It's the baby version.
I want to pass it over to Dawn.
Oh,
that's nice.
That was very nice. So, Dawn, call back and tell Sydney what you want. Compliments of Leba in Connecticut. She is giving you her win.
Leba's like, I'll be the friend to phone. Phone a friend.
Yep.
John, I feel so sorry for the loss of your sister.
Thank you, Leba.
You're welcome. Must be very heartbroken.
Every day.
I can relate to that.
Honestly, not a day that goes by that I don't miss calling her because we spoke every day. And
I know. Every time you talk about her, your voice just changes and see how much you miss her so much.
And you know what, Leba, the thing that bothers me most of all is that she was always at the gym, she was always a go-getter, she was very strong. If you saw her, she was short, but she had her muscles, that's for sure. She did Zumba all the time. It was a constant thing. And cancer, she discovered the cancer, and it took 1 year, and the cancer took her life.
It must be very hard on you.
I can
understand very much.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, Leva.
You're welcome.
It means a lot.
You just be strong and always be strong for her.
I am. And she's sitting here at the desk with me. I have her picture right here. I look at it every day.
I feel like I even tear up over this, you know, like when you talk about her.
There is one thing I learned in life, Leva, and you just kind of stated it, that, you know, no matter if you're a guy, a girl, a woman, a man, how old you are, doesn't matter. If you feel like crying, it's good to let it out, because the worst thing to do is keep it inside.
Yeah, it took a lot out of you, you know.
Oh, 100%.
Took a big part from you. I can understand that.
Well, Leva, give my best to Orville, your brother, and I look forward to actually meeting maybe one day Christopher Abbott, your nephew. He's in Wolfman now, which is in theaters. Yeah. Matter of fact, our movie that I was in last year that we filmed is finally getting done. Actually, yay, it's almost done. So it's called Velvet Hammer. It's an 1880s Western, so hopefully hopefully it goes well. So we'll see on that one. But but Leva, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I wish you can call me.
Anytime, darling. And hey, come to Costa Rica.
Yes! Costa Rica trip.
There you go. Leva, thanks so much. And thanks for passing it on to Dawn. Dawn, call back and speak with Sydney, and that win goes automatically to you. Leva's passing it on to you. And again, Leva, you're great. And thanks so much for passing that on to Dawn. Again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Leva does that once in a while. She'll call up and she'll pass on the win to somebody else if she gets it. And she's passing it on to Dawn in Largo, Florida. So, Dawn, call and tell Sydney what you want, and we'll ship it out to you. There's coffee from Life Boost Coffee. There's Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks for your cats. We have dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We also have a collapsible water bowl. We have a dog bracelet. We also have books on dogs and cats. And well, there's other things. We have the socks, little socks for your cats. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But we have them. They'll fit little small dogs as well. And we have a harness also for a small dog, like a chihuahua, that you can go with that as well. And also made by Kayla Kavanoff, who is actually my niece, we have a keychain. And it's a, would you say that's leopard? Keychain, the spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's leopard.
A leopard keychain. It's pretty
leopard
cool looking,
print,
actually. I like
tassel
it a lot. She calls it something. I don't know what that's called. Maybe you know. A certain kind of keychain.
I don't know.
It can go on your wrist, I guess.
A wristlet?
I guess. It's really cute, though. But you can go with that as well. 818-818-6401. That is the number where you can reach us on Saturdays, Talking Pets. And thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And if you are looking to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Please, please, please.
Yes.
Those dogs need a good life. Those cats, there's even chickens there. There's all kinds of animals in your shelters. 818-818-6401. That's our number when we're on the air. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And thanks for listening to this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Thanks so they allow you to go when you're near.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.